Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi guys, welcome back to Not Your Typical with me, not your typical fitness lover, Caitlin Nolan. I'm back in Arizona. Last episode I was in California, and I'm actually recording with two guests today, which is honestly iconic. They are the best duo you guys will hear in this episode. We're going to get right into it, but don't forget to rate this podcast, leave a review. Also, if you guys don't follow me on Instagram, you might not know that we three, the two other guests on this episode, are coming out with a course called TikTok Growth 101, where we talk about all things, how to grow on TikTok, how to start, everything like that. So if you're interested in that space, then one, this episode's gonna be really fun for you. And two, you guys can purchase that course coming out tomorrow by the time you guys listen to this episode. But I'm so excited to get into it. So let's bring on Chelsea and JC. So excited. We have the iconic What We Said Girls on, our second guest of the pod. So if I'm not the best at this, you guys know why.
Oh, you're doing great already. Thanks for having us. We're very excited.
Of course. I feel like everyone who doesn't live under a rock probably knows who you guys are. But if not, JC and also Chelsea here. So I thought maybe you guys could do like a little 30-second introduction of yourselves.
Perfect.
We love doing that.
We love an intro. to give you like the backstory of us a little bit, we met when we were like sophomores in high school or freshmen. I don't even remember at this point.
But interesting. Must have meant a lot to you.
When we were in high school and we became best friends, and we grew up in Gilbert, Arizona, so like just outside of Phoenix. And so we have a lot of history. We've known each other for a long time. We both got married a month. We got engaged like a month apart, married a month apart. So our life has had like similar trajectory. Now we live in California together. We started our podcast together like almost four years ago.
Yeah, 4 years ago almost.
At this point. And yeah, I have been doing like social media and, you know, the whole photography influencer gig for basically since I graduated high school. I've been just doing photo and video stuff, so I'm still doing that. And Chelsea, you can give your little promo.
Yeah, I'm Chelsea, and I have been in the health and wellness, I guess,
industry.
Yeah, I don't want to say industry, I guess like online, social media. I've been a holistic health coach. I went to the Institute of Integrated Nutrition. And when we started our podcast like 4 years ago, it was great because we kind of got to combine those two areas, like JC being a content creator, me being kind of in the health and wellness space. And then obviously, as you know, and probably your listeners know, that's kind of how Balance Boss got started as well. So that's me. I just had a baby a month ago, actually. And that's pretty much been my life now. So yeah.
I think that the dynamic between us three too is cool because, JC, you've been on social media for so long. Same with you, Chelsea. And I obviously just started, which is kind of how we all even like met and came out with our course and everything like that. And then like Chelsea, you're super into wellness and I'm super into wellness. And then JC, obviously you're just like a workaholic. You always like joke about that.
Yes.
And you're just like very determined with like that. And I feel like just our dynamic is really cool, which is why I was so excited to have you guys on. And I always start all of my episodes with two segments. So I want to get into the first one, which is not your typical obsession of the week. So like something that is like an unpopular opinion or like a product, just something, really anything that you feel like is unpopular that you're obsessed with right now, what would you guys What's like both of your guys's?
I'll go first. As I was thinking about this, I have two. Is that okay if I have two? I'll go fast.
Yeah,
okay. Well,
yeah.
Number one, maybe this is not unpopular. Maybe I'm a pick me girl for saying this, but I like love chai so much, and I got on a matcha kick for a little bit, and I don't really drink coffee, but I feel like it's unpopular because. Recently, I've realized that it is more popular than I thought because I did a TikTok about like loving iced chai, but I feel like that's not like a drink that everyone has as like a daily ritual type of thing. So I've just been back on my chai grind and I've been really loving that. Secondly, this is completely taking a left turn, but we actually talked about this on our podcast last week. I feel like an unpopular opinion or something that I have been thinking about is the fact that I have never watched Euphoria.
Me neither.
And I'm also like not going to because it looks like it would make me the most depressed. Like it just gives me the worst vibes.
Yeah, I watched one episode and it did give me depression.
I just don't want to feel negative or something at night. And I've heard that that's how you'll feel.
Yes. So I think we're all protecting our mental energy. And that's great because TikTok is like shoving it down my throat. I'm like, I need to know who Cassie is. Like, what's going on? But then I'm just like, no. Like, I just feel like I will be depressed. So that's my unpopular opinion of the week. I'm not watching Euphoria.
You go, queen. Mine is actually not unpopular in the world, but I feel like it is more unpopular in maybe like the space that we're in. And if people listen to our podcast, they already know this about me. And this also does make me sound like a pick me girl, but you know what? It's okay to be a pick me girl sometimes. As long as you're self-aware, I feel like, with being a pick me girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm definitely the biggest pick me girl, so yeah. Nothing you can say.
No, I actually was just thinking about this the other day that I am like the epitome of a pick me girl because I grew up with brothers and I like tell everyone that I meet that. I'm like, oh yeah, I grew up with brothers. Like, I'm just like so comfortable with boys, like talking to them. And then I'm like, and then the pick me girl thing came out and I was like, oh yeah, we hate pick me girls. And I had a moment of self-reflection where I was like, Chelsea, you are a pick me girl. You play Xbox. You like, you know. But anyways, this is the unpopular opinion. In the space that we're in, I guess, is the last season of one of my favorite anime shows just came out. So I've been basically all week waiting for Sunday to come. It's called Attack on Titan. It has like new episodes coming out every Sunday. And it's so, so good. And the reason I say it's not unpopular is because it's like actually one of the most popular shows in the anime world. And so yeah, that's mine. It's really good. If you're into anime, I've had a lot of girls message me like, my boyfriend has been begging me to watch anime, and I'm always just like, no, that looks weird. Like, I don't want to watch that. Looks stupid. And then they're like, but I heard you talk about Attack on Titan, so now I'm an anime influencer. So
we love a health and wellness anime influencer.
Yeah, exactly.
My not so typical opinion is I have not been scrolling on TikTok this week, which is actually mind blowing because obviously this is what I do for work. And I actually think that when I do scroll on TikTok, I'm like happier because I think I've heard you say this. When you scroll on TikTok, it's just so like funny and like lighthearted that it's like watching a TV show, you know, like you just don't think about work and stuff. And I feel like I have been super busy lately. I haven't been able to scroll. And I'm realizing now that I actually really do love TikTok. Like, it's one of my favorite platforms. So I guess that might be popular because everyone loves TikTok. But normally people like come on podcasts and they're like, stop scrolling as much, which usually I do say that like in the morning, I'm not going to be like scrolling. But that's my unpopular opinion this week. Because I just
I must have that. A great For You page. That's a good testament of what a healthy For You page you have.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. My second segment is just like one word that I'm going to focus on throughout the next week. So do you guys have like one word you can think of that is just what you're going to be focusing on for the next week ahead?
I have one. I just came up with it 1 second ago. I don't know if this is the best word for it, but it's the only word I can think of is like contentment. And I feel like sometimes being content gets a bad rap. And I guess it can if you get, what is the word? Like complacent.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like there's nothing wrong with being content with the life stage that you're at. I always feel like we're trying to get to the next life stage. Like, we're always trying to get through the stage, even if we've been looking forward to the stage for forever. And so I think this week especially, I mean, I have a newborn, so I think I've caught myself sometimes being like, I can't wait till he's a toddler, like, you know, I can't wait to see him grow up. But then everyone messages me like, this flies by, like, you know, really soak it in. And so I think it just kind of occurred to me again to it's okay to just be content and like want this time to slow down and just like not have to look forward to the next, you know, chapter of life and just be happy today.
I love that. I love being that. Present. The first thing that came to my mind when you asked that is healing, and the reason is because I'm getting plastic surgery. So if you haven't been scrolling, I don't know if you've seen my TikToks, I've talked a little bit about it, but yes, I am undergoing a medical procedure tomorrow. I'm actually a little bit terrified for it, but I think I'm just focusing on like healing and kind of laying low. I'm taking a whole week off of work, which I haven't done in a while. Like straight up, I'm trying to like really not work because I'll be recovering. So yeah, we're just laying low and getting through this healing.
Stay tuned for results.
Mine's kind of similar too. To both of your guys's, my word is going to be like slow, just like slowing down. And I have a new puppy, so I don't have a newborn child, but technically I do.
Yeah, because, she's so cute.
Yeah, she's the cutest ever. But she acts like a newborn child. So I'm just going to slow down too and focus on just like playing with her while she's growing up and stuff.
No, I was going to say when Sophie, our dog, was a puppy, I always would say that. I'm like, I can't wait till she's just a big dog and she's not a puppy anymore and she's just a chill dog. But then when they get older, you're like, oh, I miss when they were a little puppy. And actually, I will say, as someone who now has had a newborn for only a little bit, and had a puppy, puppies might be a little bit harder, honestly. Like they're so much work. I don't think people realize how much training, like potty training, obedience training. Oh my gosh, they're crazy.
At least kids like don't bite you. Yeah. and
tear up your shoes and stuff.
Yeah. So it's definitely a struggle, but obviously it's worth it. And it's very fun, but it is a struggle. Yeah. Not gonna lie.
It's hard.
But I put a question box on my Instagram and asked whoever my listeners who knew you guys to ask you guys some questions, and I got a bunch of questions just like, how do you guys even know each other? Like just being shocked that we are coming out with a course. And I'm also shocked, like when I first met you guys, I was like, why me? So I thought we could get into just like how we all three met just like really quickly. It was just, I mean, obviously through social media, you know, I feel like everyone nowadays just meets through social media. That's actually a good way to meet friends for anyone who's listening and needs some help in that area. But I definitely obviously knew you guys through your guys' podcast. That's where I found you guys. I think JC, you were the
one. Yeah, I think I found you on TikTok, and I don't know if I had already followed you at that point or if we followed each other or if I had just like seen you on my For You page. But I remember we were brainstorming for Balanced Boss, like for what we wanted, like courses that we wanted to come out with for like that year or whatever. And we were thinking about, because we had only up to that point taught courses just Chelsea and I teaching. And we kind of wanted to bring on other creators or other people who were like experts or who just did their own thing really well. And at that time, I wasn't even as into TikTok as I am now, but I saw so much potential with it. And I was just like, we should have a girl on who's like young and gets it and gets TikTok and like
a fresh face.
Yeah, a fresh face that's like also that has started in the game more recently, because obviously I feel like I'm a grandma at this point with social media, just because not in the way that I don't know like what's up, but just I've just been on it for so long that whenever people would ask for like growth tips, I'm like, gosh, I don't know, because I built my platform so long ago. And so it is a little bit harder to
like
grow
on a different
down.
Algorithm.
Yeah,
pretty
in
much.
certain ways. So anyway, I saw some of your videos. I think I followed you or I saved a bunch of your videos. And then when we were brainstorming, I was like, we should have this girl, Caitlin, on to do a course, because she is just that. It's like she gets it. She has like her little like health and wellness niche, and she's like very consistent and she's growing a lot. Like I feel like she's the perfect example of like starting something, you know, in today's world and like being successful and like having it be your career or your full-time job. So that's like kind of where it started. And then we reached out to you, and also I didn't realize that you lived in Arizona. Like it just all kind of like flowed so well, because obviously we are from Arizona. So
thank you so much. That's so sweet. When I first like, I think you like DM me or maybe you emailed me or something, and I was like, oh, like what? Why me? And then when I actually came to LA that weekend, this was like, for anyone who's listening who may be like a newer follower, this was like almost a year ago when we all first met, and like the Balanced Boss course has been like in the production process for like almost a year. So this was a while ago. So at that point, I was only starting out for like, I would say like 8 months or so at the time. And I hadn't met anyone yet. No, not even like my friends that I made in the influencer space I had met. So I was like, okay, this is insane. And just like meeting you guys, I was like, whoa, this is like so cool. And like actually seeing people face to face. And you guys are so sweet too. Like in person, I was just like, okay, they're exactly like, I felt like I was just watching like a weekly vlog.
Oh,
like,
that makes me happy.
It was just so fun. And it's like crazy too, what actually goes behind just everything that comes out on social media. You know, it's like, it's not easy and it's definitely a job. And I think that people forget that sometimes. And you guys are really good at, I feel like, balancing both work and fun. I always see, like, you guys are the queens of romanticizing your lives. Is there something that you guys do that helps you kind of, like, turn work off or just do both, like, kill it both at work and also romanticizing your own lives?
Yeah, I think that's been, like, a huge priority for me lately is having fun because, like you mentioned at the beginning, I've always had kind of the reputation amongst myself and like Leif and my friends of being a bit of a workaholic just because I genuinely love my job. So I feel like I can, it's so hard for me to shut it off sometimes. So it's a blessing and a curse. But I like, especially in the new year, was just like, I just want to have more fun. Like I think the past few years, everything that we've done together, like Chelsea and I, you know, going to New York with Beth and like working, but also just having so much fun, I realized that you truly can do both. And I don't know, I think it's just about setting like intentional things to look forward to, making the little moments of your day special. And obviously we have the luxury of working from home and kind of creating our own schedules, which I'm not saying you can't romanticize your life. And you can romanticize your life in any stage of life, whether you have a 9-to-5, whatever your job is, you definitely can make it happen. But I do think like we have so much flexibility to just be like, let's go on a trip, you know, during this time or whatever. And that may mean that we have to like hammer out more work to go on the trip. But anyway, I just feel like there's so many things you can do to romanticize your everyday life. Just like two of the things that come to my mind are like really nailing down a morning and a nighttime routine that you love and that makes you feel just like so cozy and happy. I feel like Chelsea's very good at like romanticizing little moments too and just like making matcha and going on walks and stuff like that.
I was gonna say, I feel like you don't have to be two different people. Like you don't have to be a work person and be so serious during work and then be a completely different person at home. I feel like if you're trying to have more fun in general, you can just make light of everything. I feel like that's something that me and JC have talked about a lot. We talked about it in our like Balanced Boss original courses. Having fun is so important to being successful because our podcast is just so fun and we don't take things very seriously. We joke about things. You know, when we do have technical difficulties, we're not stressing. We're just like making jokes like, cool, like of course this would happen. And keeping things light and not so serious. And then when we do that, I feel like it keeps us in a better mind space. And so we're able to work harder. And then when we do, again, this is very specific with our job. It might be a little easier if you're a content creator and you're, you know, on a trip trying to make content instead of maybe like in a cubicle per se, crunching numbers or something like that. But I think you can do tiny things that you like to do throughout your day to make work more fun. And then when you get home, you're not going to be so stressed and trying to turn into this new person for everyone around you to be, you know, that fun person or the happy person. If you come home from a, you know, great day at work where you had fun, you're going to be fun and happy at home too. So
yeah, I think too, what I've really noticed with this job and just like in general, the past couple of years, I would say like the past year specifically, I've been really trying to just kill it in both areas. Like you said, like you don't have to be just good at one thing or be two different people. Like I want to be balanced in both areas. And I've realized that when I do take those like breaks and enjoy my life and romanticize my life, like JC, you were saying, like making your matcha extra special or whatever it is every single day, then I actually am better at my job. You know, like when you actually recharge or refuel yourself, and it doesn't even have to just be in work, like even with like a fitness journey or whatever it is, like if you give yourself those breaks, I fully notice that you can achieve so much more. And I think that takes a lot for people to realize. And I think that's like a good New Year's resolution for people to have, is just trying to give themselves like more rest time, which is kind of crazy because most people, when it's the beginning of the year, they want to just like add a bunch of things on top of their plate, like going to the gym more and stuff like that, and you really don't think about how important resting is. Do you guys have any like New Year's resolutions that you guys have set this year?
Yeah, I have a few. I think, like I mentioned, one of them is just to have more fun and like worry less, and not take life so seriously and not take work so seriously, and also not treat work like it's the most important thing in my life, because at the end of the day, like, it's not. And I think for so long I've thought, like, I recently deleted Instagram. I've talked about that a little bit here and there, just giving myself a break for a few months. And for so long, I like haven't allowed myself to do that because I was like, no, this is my job. Like, this is so important. This is how I make money. And I'm like, nothing's more important than the way I feel. If I feel like crap every single day, that's not worth money. I don't care. So I've like really been placing like firm boundaries on being like, I don't like this and I'm not going to do it. And I don't care that I'm missing out on thousands of dollars. Like, I would rather be happy.
Yeah.
And I'd rather pour myself into things that I love. And ironically, it has made me so much more creative. Like, it's crazy, like you said, when you give yourself that resting and recharging time, how much more you can do. Like, I feel genuinely, when I wake up, I'm like so excited about the day. I'm excited to create TikToks because I've felt really inspired by that and having a lot of fun with that. And I'm working on some other projects and I'm just feeling really like myself. And it's crazy when you really listen to like yourself and like your intuition. I knew that Instagram wasn't making me happy, but I was just sticking it out because I thought I had to. And I'm just like kind of trying to take more control over my life this year, I think.
I love that.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Yeah, I think what you're saying is so true too. And me and JC have talked about this, where the times where you take the pressure off is the time where you all of a sudden want to do the thing that was pressuring you, because the pressure is gone. So you no longer feel stressed. You no longer feel like there's expectations on you. So you have the freedom to create and like be, have fun and just do what you want to do. And I think that I've had a similar experience where I, you know, taken maternity leave. I guess I'm not really, I'm working right now, I guess, on maternity leave. This is fun. It's not like I was thinking today I have to work. It was like, oh, I'm just going to JC's house and we're going to do a podcast and it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But I was telling myself I'm not working for the next 6 weeks, like very minimally. And I thought while I was, you know, taking this break per se from work, that I would be dreading going back to it. But because I gave myself a break, I am looking forward to so much and I'm having so many more ideas and I'm like feeling inspired, because I think it was Emma Chamberlain who said this on her podcast, which then turned into a TikTok audio. But she was saying rest is not productive unless you're not feeling guilty about it. And I think when you actually allow yourself to be content and like relax and you don't feel like you should be doing something else, it just frees up so much space in your mind to have those good ideas, to get back into what you love to do. And that did not answer your question about what my New Year's resolutions were at all, but that was just a thought that I had. My New Year's resolutions, I feel, are more, a little more surface level, because I think the last couple years, I actually did a decent job of like fixing my mindset. And so now that my mindset is in a healthier place, I can and I want to do some of these like littler things. Like I was saying, I want to organize my car and organize my fridge, just like small things that help me feel more organized, I guess. Mm-hmm. So I wrote down like this whole list of little projects that I want to do once a month just to help me feel more organized, to feel more clean, to feel more like I've got my shiz together, because I'm just not about not having my shiz together anymore. Like, I just don't like having a messy car. I don't like having a messy purse. So those are more surface level ones.
I'm the same way. And I feel like when you do those things, it just makes you feel so much better. And like I just said before, it really does refuel you and like recharge you. I just started being like, not harder on myself, but I'm like, be hard on yourself. No. Yeah. But on having a night routine, because I do talk about it a lot, and like usually I'll do like one habit at night that makes me feel good, not all of them. Whereas like the morning, I am such a morning routine person, and like every single day I do the same thing. And I actually just filmed a night routine video yesterday, and I finished a video and I was like actually tired for bed at a normal person hour, and I was like, okay, this is all I had to do every night was like take a bath and not go on my phone. So that's what I'm definitely going to focus on. Like in the new year, I have a million New Year's resolutions, but that's another one I just added. And just like relaxing at night. Is there any specific ways that you guys like to like recharge? Like for me, like I said last night, like I took a bath and I was like fully relaxed at the end of the night. So that's something I want to do weekly. Is there anything you want to do weekly that is going to help you recharge for the week?
I love to wash my sheets once a week, and that's something that I've been trying to get on. So I usually do that on a Saturday or a Sunday. I feel like that just always makes me feel so good when I get into bed on Sunday night, and you can feel a difference mm-hmm. when your sheets are clean, and I'm just like, yes. Mm-hmm. I probably sound like a broken record, but the main thing that I love to do at night that I swear by is just reading before bed. It genuinely just makes me feel so much better. It helps me wind down and helps me fall asleep easier, and just like more, I just feel more relaxed rather than like going from watching a show like on my phone in bed or watching TikToks in my bed to literally falling asleep. It just is like, I feel like I don't get as great of a sleep in general. So mm-hmm. I'm all about the Kindle. I'm all about the Hatch alarm clock playing like the meditation music, like the nature sounds while it's like an orange glowing light. Like that has been the vibe for me lately, and it makes me feel so relaxed.
I was watching one of your videos a while ago, and I mentioned it in my video because it stuck with me so much. When you first moved into this new house, I think it was this new house that you're in right now, you said that you were going to start new habits in a new space so that you, or I don't remember exactly what it was, but like you were just getting used to those habits in the new space. And I have stuck with that for so long because when I moved into this apartment, it was around the same time that you guys both moved. And that's when I started implementing like not scrolling on my phone and stuff in bed. And I've stuck with it because I was in a new space, so I didn't create that habit. And it has made such a difference. Like that is also another thing that I do daily to feel better and stuff for work. What about you, Chelsea?
I think this might sound weird because it's like an active activity, I guess. But walks, like in especially in nature, we live really close to this really pretty walk that's right on the bay. And it's like the most beautiful view. And especially in the morning, it's like a little foggy. And the mornings that we go that route and I just get like a good 20-30 minute walk in makes me feel so much more refreshed and actually relaxed, even though, you know, it's physical activity. But I think it's kind of a form, and I think reading is too. They're kind of forms of meditation where your mind is able to kind of focus on one thing, and you're either, you know, when you're reading, you're focused on the words and the story. And then when you're, you know, walking, maybe you're talking to someone, but your mind is in a good place. And anytime it's doing, your mind is able to get rid of the negative thoughts and just be open and able to receive positive thoughts is a time for refresh. So anything that you do that makes you, you know, puts you in that space, I feel like is a way to relax. It doesn't necessarily have to be like a spa day or something like that, but mm-hmm. I love walks. I love even just spending time with people. I feel like even if we just go, like me and Jason go on like lunch or something and I come back, I feel refreshed, even though, you know, it wasn't necessarily relaxing, yeah, quote unquote.
I don't know if it's because what we do for work, but I found too, when I am doing something that's on my phone or social media, that's when I kind of get in that negative headspace, because even though we can scroll on the For You page and it's fun for a little bit, I feel like sometimes in the back of our heads, we're like, oh, what could
exactly
we like, create? What could we post? And it's honestly, it just like never stops. And I think a lot of people who listen also do social media for work. And that's another reason why I feel like our course in general will be so good for our listeners, because I know it's just a huge industry and a lot of people are getting into it. And I think that for me, the biggest piece of advice that I could give someone who is starting out is to find those habits away from your phone, at least a little bit, like at least one thing a day. Like for me, like I love going on walks, like you said, like in nature and stuff like that. And it doesn't let you like fall into that negative headspace. Something I've dealt with is like social media comparison, you know, like when you're scrolling and stuff like that. Have you guys ever dealt with that, or do you guys deal with that?
No,
never heard of that. So. Don't know her. No, definitely all the time. And I think like you said, sometimes it's not even like specific things like, oh, I wish I had her body, or I wish I had her life, or I went on that trip. It's the feeling exactly like you said of, I could be doing more. That's mm-hmm. how it is for me, at least. And that's what the point it got to me on Instagram, that I was like, oh my gosh, like every time I go on here, I see anything and I somehow relate it back to like how I'm not doing enough. Like I saw mm-hmm. this girl, you know, I see this girl post her matcha recipe and I'm like, oh, I should give more people valuable content like that. Yeah. Like it's just, so for me, I was just like, I need to step away from this because it's just too overwhelming. I don't think we were meant to consume this much information every day and know what every single person is doing, following along with hundreds or sometimes thousands of people, watching their stories. And it's just inevitable that you're going to compare at least one aspect of your life to theirs and feel like you should be doing more, especially with this job. You could create content from sunup till sundown. It still wouldn't be enough. Like you could still always be doing more. So I've dealt with that a ton, and I think that's great advice, is to step away. It sounds simple, but it's not. It's like you need to be intentional about the time you're on your phone. You really do, or else you're going to be just, it's going to control your life.
Yeah, it's literally an addiction. And people say that as a joke, but it actually is an addiction that is just the same as any other addiction that you can't. It's like a gambling addiction. Like the chances of, especially on TikTok, I saw someone talking, relating it to a gambling addiction, because when you post on TikTok, you have this chance that maybe it'll go ultra viral. And sometimes you do win big. And that feeling is just like so addicting that you keep like trying and trying again. And then, you know, if it doesn't work, maybe you get a little bit upset. And I think just in general, all social media is like that. YouTube, Instagram, there's always a little bit of...
There's always a chance you could like make it big. And I think honestly, seeing people, at least for me, seeing people like Addison Rae, Charli D'Amelio, like all these TikTokers who have blown up, you realize that that's possible for a random person. So you realize mm-hmm. it's possible for you. And not that like I would love to be necessarily, you know, that famous or a celebrity, but it's just when it becomes that tangible to you where you're like, oh my gosh, she was just a normal girl who was posting, happened to go viral, and now is making millions of dollars. Like, it's for me, especially being very career driven, it's again hard for me to just like slow down when I know that like, okay, I could rest right now, or I could make a TikTok that has the potential to go viral and change my life. I'm like, well, I'm gonna make the TikTok. Yeah. Like, so then sometimes over time, it's just like, it gets to be really overwhelming and it controls just too much of your life.
It's hard not to put yourself into the numbers equation. Yeah, like you can't take yourself out of scrolling. You're always putting yourself in the equation.
People always ask me too, like people in my personal life, they'll ask, is it too late to like grow on TikTok and stuff? And I literally don't think it's ever too late. TikTok is insane. I think about it every day, just how crazy the opportunity is on TikTok. And I think too, like what you guys were saying with just constantly on social media, it's not even just like comparing things like, oh, I want to be them or go on that trip. It's like the fact that you could be doing something better. When JC, you said that you saw someone's matcha recipe, and we don't take a second and realize that people could be saying the same thing about ourselves. And we're so hard on ourselves when like we're not that hard on other people. And I watch your guys' content, I'm like, oh, I wish I could be as like career driven as them and stuff like that, when you could easily be doing that to me, you know what I mean? So I feel like that's another important thing, is just making sure that you're not being harder on yourself than you are to everyone else. What's like one tip you would give someone, not just like starting out on social media, but just in general, like say if someone's on a wellness journey, or if they have goals like career wise, what's like one tip you would give someone starting a journey?
I think like part of me wanted to be like, don't be too hard on yourself, but I want to say consistency. I think you got to be consistent if you want to start a new habit, a new career, a new journey. Like give it time and be consistent, and that's when you're going to see the results. And it's not that you have to work yourself to the ground, but I was recently talking to one of my friends about TikTok, and this person was saying kind of that same thing, like, I just feel like it's too late, I don't want to like, you know, I don't know what to post and this and that. And I was like, post every day for a month. Post every single day for a month and do not miss a day. Just stick to that. One TikTok a day, 1 to 3 TikToks a day for a month, and see what happens. Mm-hmm. Like people, just sometimes aren't willing to be consistent, and that's why they don't see results. So I think it's key in anything, in a fitness journey, in a health journey, in a career journey, you gotta stay consistent with whatever you want to do.
I 100% agree.
I'll piggyback off that with my tip is to just start and just think about, you just have to do it once. And I think the main reason, this is what I've struggled with working out or with doing something that seems like a long-term project. You know, when you start working out, you kind of think, you know, you do it for a month and you're like, wow, this is working. And then all of a sudden it hits you that you have to do it for the rest of your life in order to stay in shape. And you're like, okay. Then you kind of self-sabotage and start to be like, well, I'm not going to be able to do that. So I might as well just, you know, stop. And not that you consciously think that, but subconsciously we tend to self-sabotage a ton. So I think if we just think about, all I have to do is just do this once. Like when it comes to, if you want to post a TikTok once every single day for a month, it's, if you think about, I have to post a TikTok every single day for the rest of my life if I want to have a career, that is so daunting. Of course, you're not going to start because it's going to seem so overwhelming. But if you just think of it as once, okay, I just have to do one workout. Today, I'm going to work out once. And then tomorrow, you think the same exact thing. Just take it one day at a time. And that's such classic cliche advice, you know, one step at a time. But there's a reason that it is cliche, because it works. And that's the truth of it, is that if you just start today, you just do it once, don't worry about the future, just start, then you'll realize how easy it is. I do that with my DMs a lot. Like I'll have a lot of DMs that I want to answer and I'm like, okay, I get so overwhelmed, I don't answer any of them. But then as soon as I start, I'll answer one DM and I realize how easy it is and I realize how fun it is and I actually am having a good conversation. Then I start doing all of them and I'm like, why was I, you know, procrastinating all of that?
Yeah.
Because I thought it was such a huge task.
I think that's also what you were saying, is like, that is the scariest part, is just starting. Because when you think of something in the future, like what you said, if you're like, oh my gosh, I have to post one TikTok every day for the rest of my life, if I even think about that, I get overwhelmed. But then I think back, and from when I first started, I've posted almost every single day since, at least weekly, like that's for sure. And definitely the first year, I'm pretty sure I posted at least once a day, if not three times a day. And at the time, I didn't realize that that's what I was going to do. I was just focusing on it one day at a time and enjoying it so much that I wasn't really thinking too far ahead. And I think that's kind of how I was with my wellness journey too, is I was enjoying it so much because I started focusing on just what I could add to my life and what I was going to do that day, instead of thinking about the end picture and what could achieve and all of these things. Because then, like you said, you get overwhelmed, and just taking it one day at a time sounds cliche, like you said, but it really is true. It's how you can reach your goals. And I think that's kind of how we all three have achieved what we want to achieve in life. And the topic of the whole episode, just being able to have both, like be very successful work-wise or career driven, but then also be able to romanticize your life. I think it's the little habits that do that. And I think that that's like one of the biggest takeaways from the episode, is just being present and slowing down, really just focusing on one day at a time. What's like one takeaway you guys would want to leave the listeners with from this episode?
I would say to not should on yourself, I guess. And that actually sounded very much like S-H-I-T, but should. Usually when I say, I try and enunciate that it's should, but anyways, to not should on yourself, because we are constantly shoulding on ourselves. I should be doing this. I should be like this. I should be this. And I think that causes a lot of procrastination. I think that causes a lot of fear. I think that holds us back from going after what we want to do. Even things that are easy, it holds us back from happiness, because we're scared of happiness for some weird reason. And I think if you can slow down, do more things that help you become present, you'll notice that without even trying, you will start to do more of the things that you've always wanted to do. And you'll realize that you've always been the person that you thought you wanted to be, but it's always been inside of you. And it's perfectly achievable, because it's always been there. It's not anything crazy you have to go, you know, chase after necessarily. When you realize that you already have everything you need, all of that stuff becomes simple and fun.
Piggybacking off of that, I think just listening to yourself more and thinking about what you truly want, and not necessarily even seeking out as much advice. I think sometimes it's easy to just like ask other people in your life, or go on Instagram and like look at what other influencers are saying, like this should be my workout routine. Okay, and I should do this. And like, I even say that with my fitness journey. I feel like I was trying so hard to like put myself into a different, like I was trying to do like yoga and different types of exercises that when I really love weightlifting, and I was trying so hard to like not do that for some reason, like almost like fighting against my own desires just to be like this like other wellness girly who's like stretching. And I'm like, but I like weightlifting. And so I think this past year I've just like really kind of stepped into that more and been like, again, taking charge of my own life and being like, I don't need to ask like, what should I do for my workout? Like, I'm going to do what I want to do for my workout. I don't need to ask anyone else. It doesn't matter if they don't like it. It's just do your own thing and like stop like trying to seek so hard for like validation when, like you said, you have everything you need inside of you and you know what you like. And just like sometimes you have to strip away like a lot to get to that point because you're maybe just overwhelmed or feeling stressed out. And it's hard to get to that root of like who you are when you're feeling that way. But just working every day to be the person you want to be and just listening to your gut and what you want to do.
You know what I think is a great example of that is I saw TikTok about this the other day. When you go to a restaurant and you ask the waiter, like, which one do you like better, this burger or this salad? And they say one. And you're like,
I wanted the
I'm
other.
Sorry, I have to. You're like, they're like, the burger is a fan favorite. And you're like, okay, I think I'm going to get the salad. Like, you kind of knew what you wanted all along. But for some reason, you didn't trust yourself. So you asked someone else. And as soon as you asked, you realized that you had the answer all along. You just wanted the salad. And it's okay.
And then sometimes when they say it too, like, maybe even if you wanted that, like, now it just sounds horrible. Like, I don't want to get it just because they said it. And I think that you guys both specifically, maybe because you've been doing social media for so long, I feel like you guys are so knowledgeable and like aware of yourselves, and it's like very inspiring. And I think that's what's really gotten you to the place that you guys are both at right now. And your guys' podcast, just like everything is so uplifting, and I love it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for those very, very sweet
also
words.
Also, remember, we're older than you. So I always think I'm the same age as like all these young TikTokers. Yeah. And I realize over the hill.
The time is ticking. You guys can find me at JC Marie Smith on basically anything. You can look me up on YouTube, JC Marie. My TikTok is JC Marie Smith, JACI Marie. And
oh, mine is Chelsea Jade Curtis on all of them. Chelsea is spelled Chelsey Jade Curtis on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube, but don't have any expectations for YouTube. It's been a minute.
I love you.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much for coming on. It was so fun.
So fun. Thank you for having us. Bye.
Okay. Thank you guys so much for listening today. I love this episode so much. I feel like I haven't talked much about like social media and my career and stuff like that. So it was so good to talk to two people who have been doing this much longer than me, has so much knowledge. And again, by the time you're listening to this, tomorrow our course with Balance Boss is coming out. If you guys have questions for that, definitely go on our Instagrams. We're gonna answer everything over there. But again, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to give it a rate, a review. I read all of them and they just mean so much to me. So definitely go do that. I'm gonna leave you with a journal prompt. This week, since it's more of like a career-based episode, I want you to write about what your career goals are for the next 5 years and really just like imagine yourself already achieving them and get like specific, right? Exactly how you want to feel. What are you going to achieve? Where do you want to be in 5 years? That type of thing. And I feel like it'll be really inspiring for you. And I will see you guys next week.